ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Ries. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus, Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin. We're going to start in the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amid Beis. The Mishnah talks about Misa Sayif. So the Mishnah gives 4 cases of Reitzeach. One is the Reitzeach was Be'evin. One was he killed him Be'barzel. The third one is Kavashalav L'Teich Mayim. And the fourth one is L'Teich Ha'or. So the Oruch Laner and the Rashash on the Mishnah speak out that the Mishnah Dafka pick these 4 Oifanim of Ritzicha today to teach us that the Gemara in Makis Daf Beis Amid Beis says, makes a Kal V'Chomer. Edom Zoymimin, even if they want, there's a Zomam to give somebody Skila, or there's a Zomam to give somebody Sreifa, so they get Sreifa. So, L'Chomer, in a Kal V'Chomer, Madach, if you want to give somebody Skila, you get Skila. So it should be that if you kill somebody with a stone, you should also get Skila. Why are you only getting Sayif? So that's what the Gemara says, Ma cycle ain't an iskol, and Tysus learns pshat in that Gemara and that Bezim and Bezim Makis, that even though you kill somebody with a stone, you don't get Misa with a stone. Even though you burn somebody, you don't get Misa with burning, you get with Sayif. So the Mishnah spoke out all these 4 Eifanim. Sayif, if you hit somebody with an Evan, which is stone, which is Skila. Sayif, if you hit him with a Barzel, and it's Sayif. Sayif, if you put him into water, which is like Chenek. If you burn him, which is like Sreifa, even so, all 4 things come up with the same Misa, which is the Misa of Sayif. Now, if you want to add to this Rosh Hashanah, this Oruch Laner, there's a beautiful Yediyah, Tosfos in Sota Daf Chesam Beis, says that the Gemara says, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, we had this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, so din dalad mises, even though there is no more mises bez them, but din dalad mises loy botloy. Mishin is chayiv, skila falls from a roof, so on and so forth. Zok toises and soita, that's by all other chayivim mises bezin. Abo bay reitzeach, ein kola reitzkin shavim. Not all the reitzkin get the same misa midin shamayim, like sayif. Now every Reitzeach will get Nidoin min Shamayim on the Misa that he was Mamis, the Nirtzach. So therefore, if let's say he killed with a stone, with Skila, min HaShamayim, they're going to give him Skila. So therefore, the Tana was Meramis that there's 4 different ways of Ritzicha. And so now that we know not only the Mises, but the Odom is Takasayif, and Bidit Din Shamayim, each one will get what he deserved. Now the Gemara continues that Neimaloi Nemre Yad Bebarzel. So to get the Psukim straight, in Parshas Masai, it says by Evan, Yad. It says by Kli Eitz, Yad. But by Barzel, it says Imbekli Barzeli Ko. It doesn't say the word Yad. So Rashi says, Pshat in the Gemara over here, Shmuel, Neimaloi Nemre Yad Bebarzel. Why does it say Yad? Yad, Rashi learns in our Sugya, it means sheyesh ba mole achiza. That means it has a shear. You can hold it in your hand. It fills up your hand. So Rashi says the difference is by an evan and by an eitz, you need to have a shear, a mole achiza. Yad mash ein kain. When it comes to barzel maimis bekolshu, even a little bit of barzel could do the same damage. And Rashi says al yidei tchiva shetoichav leimachat beveish lebeliba. We'll come to that Rashi in a second. The problem is that Rashi in Chumash, in Parshas Masai, learns this drush, the same Gemara over here, Marsha is already Ma'ir, that Rashi in Chumash, Lamed Hei Tezayin, says that since it says by Evan and Eitz Asher Yomus Ba, It says, "In bekli even or bekli eitz asher yomus ba," and by Barzel it doesn't say asher yomus ba. From here we learn that by Barzel, you don't, there's no such thing as asher yomus ba. Anything, meimus b'chol shu, you don't need a shear. Masha ain kain, by even and eitz, you need a shear asher yomus ba. So what do we do over here? We have a Rashi in the Gemara, and Rashi by us is, it's going, the Gemara is mashma like that. The Gemara says, "Mali nemri yad bebarzel." So we understand why Rashi is mefarish the Gemara like that. The problem is, why is Rashi in Chumash bringing a different drasha than Rashi in the Gemara? So the Aruch HaNer is already ma'irid, and the Aruch HaNer says that Yushalmi you have like Rashi says in Chumash, and as they state that the Rambam brings that drasha also. But at the end of the day, why do we have a machlokes over here, the Bavli and the Yushalmi? Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrachi on the Chumash, on the Rashi over there, he wants to learn that there's two halachas in Ritzicha, there's two dinim. In the Pasuk of Evan Yad, there it's coming to talk about the chafetz that you're killing with, the Evan. And there it's saying there has to be a shear in the Evan. In the Pasuk of Asher Yomuspa, there it's coming to say that we have to evaluate, we have to appraise the koyach of the hoyrig and the mokim where it hit, and the koyach hakah, we have to do all these umdinas. That's asher yomuspa. It's not clear in the Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrachi why do you need a special gzeres hakosuf legabi the shira chayfetz. Why isn't it enough to say asher yomuspa? Asher yomuspa means you need a pulas ritzicha, so the shira the chayfetz goes into the pulas ritzicha. There's a mordek yediyah from the Netziv on the Sifri. The Tziv says, since it says the word Yad, the Yad is coming to be mechadish to us. If it would just say a pasuk asher yomuspa, I would think you need to have a big stone that's roi to kill him immediately. Lamisa miyad, to break open his moyach, to kill him right away. So therefore we say Evan Yad, which is just one hand, the stone that fits into one hand, a stone that fits into one hand, even if he's going to die after a few days from the trauma of the stone hitting him, that's enough to be called a Reitzeach. So the Evan Yad, the shear in the Evan is coming, Lahokil, that we don't need, the Hakah automatically should be Asher Yomuspa. That's the Chiddush in the Netziv says in the Sefri and Parshas Masai on this Pasuk. Now, to continue on this Gemara, so Rashi says, Barzel Meimis Becholshu, Rashi says, through a Tchiva, Shetoichet Leimachet Bevesh Debeliboy. You stick the point of the Barzel into his throat or his heart. Freik Toisvis. What do you mean? If you do that, then even a koitz, even you take a twig and you stick it into a person's throat, it's also going to kill him. So what does that mean over here? What's the difference between Barzel and Evan or Eitz? There's not going to be any difference when you stick it into his vesht or his liboy. What's going to be the difference? Now the Aruch HaNer comes along over here and says, a chiddush neira, and the Taras HaChaim says the same thing. He says, since the Torah says Kli Evan and Kli Eitz, so in order to be Mechuyev Ritzicha, you need to have a Shein Kli. And a Koitz without a base Yad is not called a Kli Eitz. So the Chiddush by Barzel is that a Barzel could be called a Kli even though it doesn't have a base Yad. That means a Machat by a Barzel is called a Kli. And it will need tvila if it becomes tameh. So therefore, the Torah is being mechadish to us that a barzel you need a hakok de misa, but al yidei machat will be you'll be chayiv. Mashen came by a eitz. If it will not have a kdei achiza, it will not have a base yad. You will not be chayiv because it's not called a kli eitz. Chiddush gadol from the Aruch HaNer. Now, Rabbi Lozo Moshe Horowitz in the Hagoyis in the back says a different teretz. He says, Einochanami, if you take any koitz and you stick it into somebody's heart or into his lave, you'll talk a bichayiv misa. But if you throw it, it's not going to make a hole. The only thing that al yidei zrika will meet roi to make an akiva is going to be a barzel, and that's the chilik in Rashi. The Meiri says, a chiddush over here, that by barzel you don't need any shear whatsoever. That's what the Gemara is saying. But by koitz, you need a shear of thickness. You need a shear ba'ovyov. And that's the difference between barzel, meimis b'chol shu, according to Rashi, and koitz. Now there's an important chiddush l'maskonis ha-gemara. The Gemara says, Hani mili de barzei mivriz, which means that it was appointed, you took the point of the barzel and you stuck it in him. According to Tosfos, that's according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, it means even a little piece, but since barzel makes an infection, it's mizrif zorif, like Tosfos says, you blow up from barzel, so therefore wherever you hit a person with a barzel, even not with the point, it's also going to cause misa. So the Sheilas HaTshuvos Rivash in Simen Shin Lamed Ches was asked according to Tosfos. He says, I don't understand. You see, a lot of times people get a klap from a sakin or from a machat. A bris milah is made with a sakin, and everybody recovers. Al pi aroi, people recover. So how could you say that his chayiv misa is a kol de reitzeach? Zok de rivash a chiddush in ritzicha. And even though roif people will have a refu, it's not a kasha. Because when the Torah says you need to have kedei lahamis by evin or by egg roif, or by barzel, it doesn't mean that rove times people are going to get killed from such a maisa. It's only that it has to be shayach she'efshir she'yomuspa. The chizloshin is v'chol she'efshir she'yomuspa im meis aminin the chazoka the machmas hakol meis. So even though a lot of people get a refuah, but everyone saw you give him the clap and he didn't recover, he died from it. So we say that since it's possible to get our to die from such a hakah, that's enough to be mechayiv ritzicha. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Reisha Rabus Kavash Olav Toichamayim." So the Reisha Rabus Kamashmon and the Sefer Rabus Kamashmon. What is the chiddush of the Sefer? He pushed this person into water that a regular person could get out of the water, and that person died, so he's potter. So Rashi says, what's the chiddush over here that he's potter? The loy of it shir misa. It's not called the shir misa. So look, you have to understand what the chiddush of this gemara is. I push somebody into 3 feet of water, and that person doesn't come out of the 3 feet of water, so I'm potter. I mean, obviously I'm potter. What does it have to do with me? Everybody could come out. So Rashi says, sheyochel lalis mishom odom acher ki yoytze bazeh. A different person would have been able to come out. V'shoh garmaloi, obviously something happened to this person that this person was not able to come out. Now, I think you have to understand Pshat and Rashi. I mean, if we're making an umdana on this person that he pushed in, that this person, because he was very, very weak, he had a very, very weak makeup, and that this person will not be able to get out of 3 feet of water, so why isn't that called that I did a Maiser Tzicha? What do you mean, Le'ovichir Misa? What do I care that somebody else would be able to come out? Since when does that pater me? So I think you have to understand Pshat and Rashi, that no, Avada, if the person himself had a Chulshi, was weak in the beginning when I pushed him in, of course the Umdin is that this Maisa would have killed him. Now the Svar over here is, since this person was a regular person, I pushed him in. That's what Rashi says, Vishaw Garmalai. Something obviously happened to him after I pushed him into the water that made that now that person can't get up. So because of that, I'm not Chayiv Al Tzitzicha, the Le'ovichir Misa. So we have over here, I believe, 4 Pshatim, what the reason for the Ptur in the Sefer of the Mishnah is. We just brought Rashi, and if Rabbi Zalman in Perek Dal Choyvel Mazik, Halacha Chav Beis, says like this, Pshat in the Raivit, that it's called a hakah that's not roi lahamis. That means that this does, like Rashi says, the loy of it shir misa. So it's not a maiser etzicha. The Ramban in Milchamis and Bava Kama Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara brings the same Gemara. The Ramban says that the pshat is if a person can get out of the water and he doesn't get out, so it's like he's moichel al gufoy. It's a very hard thing to understand. What does it mean? A person can be moichel on himself. The lashon for the Nemukei Yosef over there is, Vibalt, he could have gotten out, Hilkach iu afsid anafshe. So it's almost like the person was mevater on his own life. It's not that I killed him. He was mevater on his own life. Chazinish and Reb Shimon in Bava Kama, they both say a different svar in Rashi. They say, we look at him like he's an oinus. If I do a Maisa Ritzicha, the Maisa Ritzicha should not have killed this person at all. Now, something happened that I had no idea that was going to happen. So my Maisa, it's not even a Shoigig, it's an Oinus. The fact that the person dies, it's considered that I'm an Oinus. The Chazanish says a Svara, that if it's a klal in Hilchus Nezikin, and Ritzicha goes into Nezikin, if the Nizik brings the hezek upon themselves, then I'm not considered a mazik. It's talking over there where I put peiris into somebody else's rishus, and that person's animal goes and eats up the peiris. The Gemara Bava Kama and Aminiach says, even if the animal dies, I'm potter. Why? Havi leishloi teichel. I didn't ask the animal to bring the davra mazik into themselves. So he brought the davra mazik into themselves, so that alone potters me. I'm not considered a mazik. So the same thing by Ritzicha, if I push the person into the water and the person chooses to stay under the water, so it's like the person brought the Davra Mazik onto themselves, and therefore I'm Potter. Again, we have four Pshatim, what the Ptur is over here. According to Rashi, it's Le'ovet Shir Misa, it's not a Maisa Misa. According to one Svar of the Chazanish, it's a Ptur Oinis. According to another Svar is, it's the person, the Ramban and the Nuki Yosef, the person did it to themselves, this person was Miyayish on their Guf. And according to the other svar of the Chazanish, I'm not called a mazik or a tzeich when he brought it upon himself. Gemara in Bava Kama, at the end of second perek, Chav Zayin, the Gemara has a shayla, hiniach gacheles, alev avodov, somebody put a gacheles on the heart of my eved, and the eved died, so is he chayiv to pay? Or is he chayiv mis, or is he chayiv to pay? So the Gemara is plashed from our Gemara, and Gemara says, just like by our Gemara, if he could be misal, if I throw him into water and he's yochalalas misham ampot, it's the same thing over there. So Rab Shimon in Bava Kama says, that's what was the klar of the Gemara, what was the maskonis of the Gemara? The klar of the Gemara is, what's the tour from our Mishnah that hoye yochalalas umeis potter? If the pshat now Mishnah is that it's not called a Maiser Tzicha, if the person can get out, so like Rashi says, it's not a Shir Misa, so then the same thing, if the person can take the Gacheles off his heart, and he doesn't, I didn't do a Shir Misa, so Fashtetzach I'm Potter in that case. But if you learn that the Vart over here is, no, I did a Shir Misa, no, the Vart is the person himself, or like the Ramban says, he's Moichel on his guf, so therefore it doesn't have to do with me. So Claire the Gemara, by Eved, the Balti belongs to this Odin, so who is he to be Mavater? Who is he to be Mafsin himself? He's being Mafsin the Odin over, he can't be Mafsin himself. So therefore, because of that, Claire the Gemara, maybe in that case, Echayiv, is Rashi by us that says it's not a Shir Misa, is going to go to Maskona that.
It's going to go to Maskona of the Gemara in Bava Kama, and since the Maskona of the Gemara in Bava Kama, Yechayiv by Evet, so it must be that it's not a Shir Misa. So the Gemara continues weiter, that Kov Hashmin Olon, how do we know that in the Mishnah, the Chiyuv of Mitzamtzim, if somebody is Kovish, somebody in the water, and he can't get out, so how do you know he's Chayiv? The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra'oi Be'evol Rabbis as a Mitzamtzim. So we have a Ribui of Oi, that even my Mitzamtzim is considered a Maiser Tzicha. So the question over here is, the Sanhedrin Ketana and Reb Chaim Oizer in Evan Ezer Simen Memches Ois Aleph ask Akasha. From here you see that even though you didn't do the Maisa of pushing the person into the water, you just held the person down in the water. So since you held the person in the Mokum Hariga, so you're considered a Hoyrig. They ask a kasha from the Gemara in Shabbos that kufchaf amid beis. If somebody has the Shem Hashem, that's chokuk al psoroi, it's written on al psoroi. So the Gemara says that he's yorid v'toivol, and he's not over the iser of mechikas Shem. Why? Because since the iser is leisasun, so only asiya is usser and grom is mutter. So the question over here is, why is that called a grommer? Why don't you learn out from Mitzamtzim? Just like over here, where you hold the person down in the hoyrig, so it's considered that you're the hoyrig, you're doing the Maaser Tzicha. So over here also, if you go into the water and you stay in the water, and the Shem becomes Nimchak, so you should be considered the Moichik. Why are you considered a grommer over there, and you're not considered a grommer over here by Ritzicha? That's their Shiloh. So Reb Chaim Oizer wants to say on this kasha that Eino Chinami, the Gzeiris HaKosov of Mitzamtzim is Dafka Adin by Ritzicha. Tachiv miyuchid mitzad egzeres hakosav. That means not the gili akra by ritzicha oy be'eva is that it is considered a ma'is ritzicha. Now the chiddush over here is that by ritzicha you don't need a ma'is ritzicha. Ritzicha yechayiv mitzad egzeres hakosav mitzamtzim. I, the Gemara by Nezikin, wants to learn it out from the Nezikin. Davka by Nezikin, because there's a Kavach Chomer, but from Reitzeach. Or, no, there's no Kavach, even though there's a Kavach Chomer, but we have a Miyat, Reitzeach, yeah, Nezikin, not. But by Shari Surim, where we don't have a Kavach Chomer, so Mamela, it's Poshit that you will not be able to learn out that there's going to be a Chiyav Mitzamtzim. This is that in B.R. Groh, in Evan Ezra Simon Hay, Sif Kotten Chof Test, is also Mavur like Reb Chaim Moizer. Over there, it's talking about the Isser of Sirus, that you're not allowed to be Misaris, a Behema, a person. So it says over there in Ebenezer that if, let's say, you were over the Isser Sirus Al Yidei Mitzamtzim, that means you were Mitzamtzim, let's say, a person in Sheleg or in water, and through that, the person becomes Misaris. So Shulchan Aruch says you're not over Al Isser Sirus because all you are is being Mitzamtzim. So the B.R. Groh says over there, even though it's mavur in our sugya, that there's a ribui that mitzamtzim is also b'ritzicha, that's only lagabi the chiv misa b'ritzicha, and not lagabi anything else. I, Nezikin, Nezikin is a kavachoyim, b'chol atar kula, you don't say that. So that's like Reb Chaim Moizer. The Tzofnas Paneach comes along, and he says it in a few places. He says that the only time that you're going to be chayiv is by ritzicha. He goes so far to say that l'inyan golus, if you would do it b'shoygi, you wouldn't be chayiv by mitzamtzim. It's a special gzeiros hakosav by the chiyuv ritzicha. And he says that, but what's the svara? He says, because by ritzicha, you don't need a ma'is ritzicha. Now the ikar issa from ritzicha is because through him, the was nirtzach ploini. That means it's the poil yoitzer, the fact that Yen got killed, that Yechayiv. He wants to say Lufizeh, that we understand, Shammai holds that Yeshliach Lidvar Veira, there's Yechayiv, he sends someone to kill somebody. And the Gemara says, Hillel argues, and you only Chayiv Bidine Shammayim. But he says, L'chor, where's the Ma'is Ritzicha? Meaning Shlich is not a Ma'is Ritzicha. The answer is, since if you hold Yeshliach Lidvar Veira by Ritzicha, so there's a halach over here that the person's ritzicha is because you told him to do it. You were the goyim for Yenna's ritzicha. That's enough by ritzicha. Because by ritzicha, you don't have to do it. Be a dying. Mitzamtzim alone is enough. So it's a chiddush gadol v'noira that they're saying over here, these achroinim. Avnei Nezer in Ebenezer, Simon Chafal of Sivkot Yudzayin also says that ritzicha is different. But he wants to say this svara even by Nezikin. That not only by ritzicha is the toitzoas hadavar, that means the outcome is the ikar issa. The ikar issa is that the other person shouldn't be killed. By nezikin also, the ikar issa for nezikin, the ikar chiv for nezikin is the damage that the other person got. So v'meilu oibazai v'bal techiv is on the toitzoa, so therefore you can learn out from oitzeach that yichai by mitzamtzim. Avada grova b'nezikin is going to be potter. Because that's groma. So you have to say that mitzamtzim in the kalva choyme that you're learning out over here is that it's not considered a groma. But even though it's not considered a groma, it's not a maisim yadayim of ritzicha. So therefore, you can learn out from ritzicha to nezika that it's going to be chayiv. That's how they're learning. But the Sanhedrin Ketana goes to the Shailobi, and he says there's no difference between the issa mitzamtzim or ritzicha and the issa by mechikas shem. They're both the same exact idea. And he answers the kasha. He says, a gewaldige mahalach, a chiddush gadol. He says, what does it say over there in the Gemara? It says that if you go down into the water with the Shem al Psoroi, and then afterwards the Shem becomes nimchak, you're not over because you're a grummer. The question over here is, l'chayra, why is that different from our Mishnah? So he says, if you look at our Mishnah says that you kaivish somebody into water, and he could have been oila, and he wasn't oila, so you are not going to be chayiv over here als ritzicha. Why als mitzamtzim? Why not? Because the answer is, so he learns pshat like this, because the original myself pushing him into the water and holding him in the water wasn't enough to be chayiv, because mitzad that mice he could have gotten out. Elamai later on, he doesn't go out. The fact that he doesn't go out, that doesn't turn your ma'isa into ma'isa ritzicha. That makes you only into a grama. So therefore, he says, when you go down into the water with the Shem al Psaray, at that point, you can't be considered a ma'isa over here being ma'ichik to Shem, because you could go up before the Shem becomes nimchak. Elamai, you decide later not to go up, and the male of the Shem becomes nimchak. On that ma'isa late, on that act later of not going up, that you can't be mechayim, because that's just a grum of ba'alma, I'm not going up. So on the ma'isa of going down, you can't be mechayim, because mitzad that ma'isa he could come up. On the ma'isa of going not going up, he can't be mechayim, because he's a grum. And the mainly answer the more the kakasha. It says that when David HaMelech was karashitim lebeis amigdash, so the Tahim was oila, was upset, wanted to drown the whole world. And so David HaMelech, what did he do? Aki Teufel made a kavachoymer. If you could be moichik to Shem, lahatl shalom enish liishnoi, avadi you could be moichik to Shem, to be lasa shalom ba'oilo, the Gemara in Sukkot af nun gimel. So he said, so David took a cheres, and he, with the Shem Hashem, and he put it into the water, and the water subsided. So the shaila is, l'chayra, what's the, why is there mechikas Shem over there? L'chayra, Gemara in Shabbos says, that if you mechik to Shem b'mayim, you're not over here, it's a mechikas Shem, it's only a grama. So he says, l'fizeh, it's mardik. When do you say it's only a grama? When the person goes down with the Shem, since the person can come back up. So the fact that he goes down is not a mice, and the fact that he doesn't come up is not a mice. So you can't be mechayivim. But when you take a piece of cheres and you push it into the water, since the cheres can't go up on its own, so memela, that the mitzamtzim will teach you that putting it into a place where on its own it can come up, it blives takachi mitzamtzim, oibazay taka blives mechikas Hashem. So the Sanhedrin Gdolus Tana is saying that when you push, when you mitzamtzim something in a place where it can't come up, even lagamishari suri atayra, you're going to be over, that's the alfuso via mitzamtzim. So that's how he's learning the Achiezer, the Tzoftas Paneach, the Avnei Nezer that we spoke out. They're all learning that the Pshat is it's a the Reb Chaim Moiz, it's a Mezunda Gzeres Hakotzer by Ritzicha, and you can't shtol it to any other Yisumer in the Torah. It's only by Nezik and you can shtol it to. It's an unbelievable Ksava Kabbalah on this pasuk of Oy Be'eva that explains the Gemara's drasha. The Gemara just says when you learn out Mitzamtzim from Oy Be'eva. We don't understand Pshat. Pashtus, it means there's a Yitura from the Oy. It's a Yitura, the Kra Oy Be'eva. So the Ksava Kabbalah, the Pasuk says, Oy Be'eva hi ko biyodai. With his hands. Frank the Ksava Kabbalah, what does it mean with his hands? How can you kill somebody with a hand? And it doesn't mean Makas Egroif, because then Makas Egroif, that means with a fist, because it says in the Torah, Egroif beforeish. So what does it mean over here, Oy Be'eva hi ko biyodai? El al karchok, the Gemara is learning that it's shaykh to kill a person with a hand. How is it shaykh with a hand? When you're mitzamtzim in b'toich hamayim. So all you're doing is you're stopping, you're b'mineya, the person, from coming up. Then you could kill him with a hand. So the Torah is telling you the different ifanim. Imbikli barzali ko, imbe evid yarashe yomusvoy, imbe siniyay the fenu. Those are pulois of ariga mamish, where you... You're doing a ma'isa meimis, and not only that, which is a ma'isa mitzamtzim. So according to the Ksava Kabbalah, l'chayr, the pasuk is being mechadish to us that mitzamtzim is called a ma'isa ritzicha, like all the other ma'isa ritzichas of Harga B'Kli Barzal. But you have to say it's not a stira, even like the Avnei Nezer, and it's Softas Paneach that we spoke out, that there's a ribui bar ritzicha that you don't need a ma'isa ritzicha, that's why mitzamtzim is chayim, but a shtickle, a ksas ma'isa, of course you need. You can't just be mechuyah for a taitzah. There has to be a ksas ma'isa, and then the taitzah is misyachas, the ksas ma'isa. So when the oy is coming to tell me over here that the ksas ma'isa of biyodah, you call the ritzayah, that's called enough to be mechayim me a ritzicha. So we have this chakir over here that's coming out from the Gdolei Achronim. It is the chiyuv from mitzamtzim, a regular ma'aser ritzicha, and the chiddush is that mitzamtzim is called a ma'aser ritzicha, or is the chiyuv from mitzamtzim a new type of ritzicha where you're being chayim with a pula, to a polyoitza that comes out, even though you don't have a ma'aser gomer. The chayuv from the Me'iri, we have another chiddush in the chiyuv mitzamtzim. In the Gemara, the Lachar, the Ganser Inyan from Mitzamtzim is when you're Kovish Olav mamish. Mishnah's lashon kovish olo b'toich hamayim. That means you press down on the person in the water, so the person can't get up. And that's Rashi's lashon by mitzamtzim kovish tzimtzim u'sham shelo yakum. He was mitzamtzim him that he shouldn't get up. And the Meiri says that the Gemara is saying a chinish more than the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah it talks about kovish mamish. Zok the Meiri in the Mishnah, in the Gemara is saying after mitzamtzim kain writes a loymar she'enoi kovshoi biyodov elishoisa eze maisa ha'meineya aliyosei mitzatshu mitzamtzim loymokam amidosoi shelo yuchol lotzeis misham. What the Miri is saying is, even if, let's say, he floats on top of the water, and the person, and every time the person's trying to get up, he's just blocking the person's path. So the person ends up drowning, not because I did any maisa to the person at all. I didn't touch the person. I just blocked his way from getting up. So in that case, Zok the Miri, you also chayv. Now that's a chiddush,
that the chiyuv mitzamtzim is even where you didn't do a maisa. In the Nirtzach, you did just the Maisa to block, and the Nirtzach couldn't go up. The Rambam's Lashon Perek Gimel Reitzeh Halachetes is Mitzamtzim Chayiv Im Kovash Olov Ad Shaloi Nishar Boi Koyach Lalois Umeis, which is also a Chiddush. It's not the Maisa Kvisha, you didn't hold him down until he drowned. You held him down until he had no more Koyach, and then you let go, and now he could not get up. So again, the Maisa Kvisha was not in the actual, you didn't do the Maisa Kvisha, wasn't the actual Ariga. So both the Meiri and the Rambam are saying a Chiddush and Mitzamtzim, that it's not that the Mitzamtzim is considered a Maisa Ritzicha. Avada, you didn't do a Maisa Ritzicha, you're just a Goyim that the person now can't get up. So the Chiddush is that even though it's the Gzeris HaKosim Mitzamtzim, that you're Yechai Beretzicha, even though it's not a Maisa, even though it's only a Gram. So now the Gemara, we're on Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph, makes the Kal V'Chomer. Ravina says Yechai Mitzamtzim by Nezikin, and he makes the Kal V'Chomer. And the Kal V'Chomer is based on the fact that Nezikin, you see a Chumra, that it's Shoyge Kamezin and Oynes Karotzen. So it's a shas sugyo. We're not going to go into it, but we have to know the idea that on this, that it says over here, Nezikin is chayiv ba'oinis kirotzin, we have a long toisis over here. Toisis brings six rayas that the oinis that yichayiv on Nezikin is not an oinis gomer, and it's not even an oinis that's ke'ein gneva, which is korov la'oinis. It's only on an oinis which is ke'ein gneva that yichayiv on. The Ramban in Bava Metzia, the Ramban says that no, since it says Yechayiv Ba'oinis Kirotz, and it says Yechayiv even on a Ruach She'enu Mitzuya, a Ruach She'enu Mitzuya means even a Ruach like a Ruchei Shel Elyo, which are completely like a tornado, like something that's completely out of the ordinary, so you're an Oinis Gomer, and you're still Chayiv by other Amazik, that's the Gzeiris HaKosov. Now the Ramban has to answer all of Tosis Kashas. So the Iker Yisod from the Ramban is that when are you Chayiv Ba'oinis, that's only where there's no Pshia Mitzad Nizik, or where there's a Pshia Mitzad Nizik. For instance, if you go to sleep and the Nizik puts his Kalim on the bed, so and you turn over, so who's the one who caused the Hezek over here? Who is the one who was Machshir the Nizik? Not you by turning over, the Nizik by putting his Kalim down on the bed. So therefore it's considered that the Nizik was Machshir the Nizik, and you're going to be Potter in such a case. And that's how the Ramban answers the first three rays of Tosfos. The Emes, you have to understand what's Pshatak and Tosfos. Tosfos brings the Lashon HaYerushalmi that he caused it. So what's the riot from Tosfos over here that even there are Oinsim that he's Potter on? So I understand from Tosfos. Tosfos understands if Oinis Gomer Yechayiv. So what does it mean that he caused it? Well, Lamaisa, you did the Maisa Mazik. So what's going to pater you the fact that he caused it? So Elamai, it must be that there are certain oinsim that you potter on, even though you did the Maisa Mazik. Now, what kind of oinis? An oinis that's completely not your fault. Zok to Yishalmi, why is it not your fault over here? Because it's the other person's fault. It'll be a murdek and afkamina, be the enticing Ramban, we have to merk on. Person goes to sleep at night, and somebody else, or let's say the wind blows the Nizik's Kalim onto the bed. So now we say like this, if the reason why he's potter is because he's an oinis gomer, like Tosfos says, is then we understand what's the difference, who blew, what's the difference, who put it on the bed?
The main point over here is that I'm a complete oinus on the Maisa Mazik, so therefore I'm potter. Masha Enkin, according to the Ramban, Adam Amazik is chayiv ba'oinus gomer. So what potters you in this case? Because the pshia of the nizik is what potters you. So if somebody else puts it there, or the wind blew it there, so the person over here would be chayiv. That's going to be the nafkamina. Now one can shtel tzu a chem de shloim, and the chem de shloim is yisod in gan shas, is that the ptur oinus is not a ptur on the oinish. The ptur oinus is a ptur in the maisa. The maisa is not misyachas to the person. As I state in chem de shloim. So the question over here is, zishlama taisis, we understand. Adam amazik taka ba'oinus is potter. Elamai, there's certain type of oinus which the Torah will consider your maisa even by Adam Amazik. Mashenkin Ramban holds that by Adam Amazik, I feel by oinus gomer, you're going to be chayiv. If an oinus gomer is not considered the maisa Adam, so how could you be chayiv him on something that's not considered a maisa Adam like the Ramban? So you have to say, according to the Ramban, an oinus, vibalt the Torah was mechanish to you, that oinus kerotzen by mazik, by Adam Amazik. So the Torah is goofa telling you that I don't need the gidre maisa over here of kol haTorah kula. Something like we said before, mitzamtzim. Anything that you did because of you, what you did, a hezek happened to a person, even though you were oinus on the maisa, we're going to be mechayiv you, because all you did, what you did, the other person got a hezek. In the Etzem Havon of the Kal V'Chomer, I saw a Gevaldi Achidish and Reb Chaim Oizer that I'd like to share. Reb Chaim Oizer wants to say, Reb Chaim Oizer is in Chelek Gimel, so Reb Chaim Oizer wants to say, Reb Chaim Oizer is in Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Zayin, Siv Kotten Aleph. He wants to be Klera Shaila. We know that Groma Ben Ezekin by Yid is Potter. Chai B'din Yishamayim, but it's Potter. Wants to know, what about a goy groma ben izokin? Is a goy going to be chayiv? Is a goy going to be potter? What's the shaila? Because the Rambam says, by ritzicha, a goy kills somebody begroma. Let's say the case of the Gemara of Soif Chamalovai, we're going to see soon. So a goy is chayiv misa, is chayiv al tzreitzeach. We have a kal v'chomer from the Gemara that madach by ritzicha yechayiv, by nizikin yechayiv to avada. According to Ravina, makes a kal v'chomer. So Reb Chaim Oizer, I can make a kal v'chomer. If a goy is chayiv al tzreitzeach, even though he's a groma, so let him be chayiv, but nizikin also, even though he's a groma. And from them he asks kashas all over Shas. L'choira, you see from Chaim Oizer, chiddush in the way he's learning up the kal v'chomer. He's learning up that the kal v'chomer is whatever is chayiv eritzeach, nizikin has to be more chomer. But if we want to learn up the kal v'chomer, that the kal v'chomer is a mesuyim dika kal v'chomer, only legabi the din of mitzamtzim. And it's telling you that if by ritzicha it's considered enough of a maisa ritzicha by mitzamtzim, then by nizikin, of course, it's going to be considered a maisa mazik, and it won't be considered a groma. So it's a mesuyim dika kal v'chomer to tell us what's the gedarim of maisa and groma. And if mitzamtzim is a maisa v'ritzicha, it's a maisa by nizikin. So you have no right to learn out by a real groma, which is going to be chayiv by ritzicha. So oibazoy kolshken is going to be chayiv by nizikin. How do you know? Maybe the Torah was machmer by ritzicha and says that a groma is going to be chayiv. Masha enkin by nizikin. We have a klavet, and by groma nizikin is potter. You want to take groma out of the klav? The groma and Ezekiel is potter because you found the chumra by ritzeach. Who says you're going to make a kal v'chomer in such a case? So now let's learn up the Gemara over here. Rav is memra. Amar Rav kofsei meis barav potter. Why kofsei meis barav potter? So pashtis, because the mizahirig, which is the rav, is not right here. It's not here yet. It's not mizumin lahariga. The kash is istaran. So that's the same memra as Saif Chamalovi, Saif Tzinalovi, which Rav says later, but Omar Rav in a separate memra. Saif Chamalovi, Saif Tzinalovi Potter, why? Because the Hirik, which is the Chama, or the Tzina, is not here yet. So why is he splitting it into two memras? That's the Shaila. Even more conspicuous, if you look at Rashi, on Saif Chamalovi Potter, where the Hirik is not Mizuman La Riga, Rashi says a groma who ain't dina muscle lebez and elul shamayim. Groma is something that's punishable in shamayim and not in bezdin. Why by kofsa meis barav, which was the memra before of Rava, did Rashi not say that there's going to be a chiv b'dei shamayim? It's only a ptur of groma.
So when you look closely at Rashi, by Kofso Meis Barov, Rashi says, the Bishor Shekofsoi Ein Kan Dvar Hariga. Rashi doesn't say that the Hoirig is not Mizumin to kill, like he says before. Rashi says, there is no Dvar Hariga. Varov Bo Me Elov. It sounds from Rashi that Rashi's telling you a Yisod in Rav. Rav is never a Dover HaHoyrig. Mitzamtzim is only going to be Mechayiv where you're being Mitzamtzim, the person in a Dover HaHoyrig. A Mayim or Chama is a Dover HaHoyrig. If the Chama is not here yet, the Chama will be here. So the Chama is a Dover HaHoyrig, but it's not Mezumen. Mashen Kein Rav is a different Metzias. The absence of eating eventually kills the person. The person becomes malnutrition kills the person. But there's no Hoyrig. So Memelu, if you're Kofsa, you're not Kofisim in a Hoyrig altogether. It could be a big Kiddush to say like that, that Rashi says, in that case, there wouldn't even be a Chiv Al-Dinei Shemayim. And Memelu, Oibazoi, that's why Rav is split into two members. There's a member of Kofsa Meis Barav Potter, and there's a member of Soif Kamalovoi. Tosfos seems to be misyachas to the Ratan Shailo, because Tosfos says Kofsoi Umeis Barov Afilu Hoya Rov Kfar Bishosha Kofsoi, even if he was already in hunger when he tied him up, Kim Dim Loyoyim is Chazakal of a Rov Loya Mace, Havile Soif Rov Lovoi. So Tosfos being Mechadish, maybe that's why Rav says it in two memories. Kofso meis barav, the chiddush is even though the Rav already started, but since the Rav that kills him is something that's mischadish afterwards, so memelet blaim soif Rav lovoi. Mash'enkein, by soif chama lovoi, it didn't start yet. So those are the two chiddushim. But if, according to the way we're understanding in Rashi, the chiluk is not whether it started or not. The gvart of kofso meis barav, even if there is Rav, but he's not being koifisim in a dover hamemis, because Rav is not a hoirig, it's not a dover hamemis. He dies from the lack of nutrition, but the Rav is not a hoirig. And the Mela Oibazoi, there would be no chiyim mitzamtzim in such a case. There would be like a nafkamina between this pshat and toisvis and the way we're learning in Rashi. If, let's say, when he tied him up, he knew the doctor said, listen, he hasn't eaten already in 6 days, and he's about to die. So Mishas, you tied him up, they could be mechaven that this is the Rav, this is the makom apatish, if he doesn't eat now, he's going to die. So according to Tosfos, the Vart is that it's the new Rav that comes later that kills him. It's not the Rav from now. So it always blives Soif Lavoi. It could be in that case. If you could make such an Omni, you'll be Chayiv. Mashek, and according to Rashi, that there's no Vart of Mitzamtzim by Rav, because there is no Dvar Hariga by Rav. It's just the Rav Bomei Elov. So it could be that in that case, there wouldn't be a Din of Mitzamtzim. That would be a big Chiddush. In the Etzem Ptur from Soif Chama Lovoi, we see another chilik between Rashi and Tosfos, and we see this has big ramifications. Tosfos says the Ptur of Soif Chama Lovoi is because Le'Rabbi Rachmanim Mitzamtzim on the Mokim Shehischil Boya Hezekvar. So according to Tosfos, the Ikavard is there has to be Hischil Hezek B'Shas Tzimtzum. So Tosfos L'Shitase asked the Kasha by Kofsu Meis Barov, that I was Hischil already. So Tosfos, the Rav that killed him later is not Hiskel. He doesn't pass Hiskel by Rav. Tosfos later on, by Kofel of Gigas, where the Gemara says he's Chayiv. So Tosfos wants to know on the bottom of the Amud, why is that not like Soif Chama Lovoi, Soif Tzina Lovoi? So Tosfos, Hossam, Lekka Chama Vitzina Klau, Veloi Maschel Bei Bishaite. Mashenk by Kofel of Gigas, it's already Maschil. That's how Tosfos wants him Machalik. And the same thing by Yitush and Ari will get there. In Rashi, you never see this vort of Hiskel boy. Rashi is Mechalik, and Rashi says, by Soif Chama Lovoi, the Hoirig is not Mizumin Lahariga. When is there a din of Mitzamtzim? When the Hoirig is Mizumin Lahariga. So the Hoirig is Mizumin Lahariga. But when this Cham is not here, so it's not Mizumin Lahariga. That's how Rashi learns. Be a big nafkamin over here. The Ran says a swar according to Tosfos that let's say it was kofsi b'chama when the chama was very weak. Let's say right away by Neitz HaChama.
That chama is never going to kill him. And you don't say hiskel zokteran. In that case, that's going to be by soif chamalavai. Why? Because the point of soif chamalavai, there has to be hiskel, the misa that he's going to die from. So therefore, when the chama was very weak, it's done hiskel that misa. Masha Enkin, according to Rashi, the Hoirig is the Chama. The Chama is the Zelba Chama, it's the same Chama. So, the Hoirig, according to Rashi, even if he tied him up where the Chama came out, even though the Chama that's going to kill him is going to be the 12 o'clock Chama and not the 8 o'clock Chama, but the Hoirig is the same Hoirig. So, Mel, in that case, he'll be Chayiv. The Hoirig, that's the Lashitasi in the next Gemara also. The Gemara says, Kofsoi va'omar rova kofsoi l'fnei ari potter l'fnei yitushin chayiv. So Rashi says, why is kofsoi l'fnei ari potter? Amor dekechidish, because even if he wouldn't have tied him up, he wouldn't have been able to be matzel himself in ari. A chidish pel in Rashi, you have to understand, shot in Rashi, what does that mean? If he would have shot him with a gun, he'd also be potter because the ari would have killed him? Of course not. We never find, so it's not a gavrik tailor just because the ari is next to him. Elamai, what Rashi means is, there's no maisa mitzamtzim l'fnei ari, because ayois with even without the kofsoi, the ari would have gotten to him. So oibazai, my maisa tzimtzim was not what had a shaykhis of the ari govari. That's going to be pshat and Rashi. Toisvis l'shitasei learns very gishmak. What's the vort by ari? Stam ari adayin lo hischel lachbo boy. The ari didn't start yet the hezek. Im kofet, why? Because im kofet kvar olav arila yochel usasek bikfusoi. So toisus l'shitasoi, the ikar is hischel boy. So toisus l'fnei ari, there's no hischel boy. Amarashi old, you don't need a hischel boy. You just need that the hoirig is mizumin lahariga. No, Rashi held, ain lecha mizumin lahariga. Yoisim, he kofsu l'fnei ari, the ari is standing over here. So b'meila, Rashi had to say a nupshat that afilum loya yokofus, loya yochel lahatzel atzim in ari. Namely, Shitosa, you have Lagabi Yitushim. Rashi says, by Yitushim, what's the Svara according to Ravashi, that you're potter? Zok Ravashi, Hani Ozli Vahani Osi. Veloimes al Yedei Yitushim Arishoinim Shahoyu Muchonim Sham. Shekama Kitais Avru Olof. Rashi Lishitasi, the main point is the Hoirig Mizumel Ariga. Zokravashi, what Hoirig? The Yitushin that killed him came much later. They're not Mizumel, they're not in front of them, Bishas. You tied him up. So Melech lives like Soif Chamalovoi. Mashenkin Toysis Lishitasi, it's nothing to do with Hoirig Mizumel Ariga. It has to do with Hischil, the Misa, the Hischil Lipol Olof. So Toysis says, Stam Yitushin, Kvar his chilu lipol olav. That's a chiluk between ari. They already started the hezek. So v'ai afa gav dahani ozli v'hani osi kasov aloishna. It's yitushim. You don't look at these. This is new yitushim. Yitushim, yitushim, yitushim. It seems the svar would be that they're around the whole time. Tais is saying, what's the svar to say lufnei yitushim is chaim? Aye, it's not hiskel, but these yitushim. The Teretz says they're all the same. Hani asli v'hani asli doesn't make any difference. That's what he held. But obviously, Rashi and Tais are again going l'shitasa. Some svaras hamachloikis between Rav Ashi and Rava by yitushim needs a hesber. What's the shiloh? Vihani osli vahani osi, or you say that you chayiv. So the Ran says that Ravu says that you chayiv holds that kol yitushim shem echodim, and he says like mayim. Avada, when you die, it's the same mayim that you were kovish, the person of Soicham. The water streams, the water's running the whole time. So by water also say, Hani Ozli and Vachrini, the one that he died in is different water. The answer is Shem Mayim Echad. It's one Shem Mayim. So by Yitushim also Shem Echad. And Ravashi holds that Yitushim is potter because not doimit to Mayim. Mayim is Medubokim and it's considered one guf. So it's one Shem Mayim. Masha'enken Yitushim, it's Gufim Mechulakim. So therefore you say, Hani Osli Vahani Osi Upater. So now the Gemara continues with Kofol of Gigis Uparola Maziva, Rav Rabzeir, Chanam Chayiv, Chanam Upater. The Gemara says it must be that Rav is the one who holds Potter, because Rav holds Kofsu Umeis Barov Potter. So Toysis Lushitosai says this is Doimit to Kofsu Barov, and it's not Doimit to Kofsu Bechama, and it's not Doimit to Soif Chama Lovoi. Because over here, it started a little bit, and it's mischazik. You know, the same thing over by Rav, Kofsi Rav, Yeshkvar Rav Ma'at, the Tobin Mischazik. So if Rava says that even though it's Kfar Hiskel Ktsasa Hezek, so therefore that would be the Chiddush over here, that even though it's Kfar Hiskel, but since what killed him comes later, it's Mischazik later, it doesn't go into the criteria of Kfar Hiskel. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says a different part over here. Rashi says, Shahirig ba la'achar zman. Again, like Rashi, his skill is loymayr of loymayr. Rashi wants to say over here, what's the word over here in the tour of kofa, of a kofa of gigas who makes mahavloi parol of maziva, that the hirig is ba la'achar zman. So ktsasa or over here, this is l'chayre daimet to seif chamalavoi. The Gemara stels it to kofsei meis barav. According to the way we are masbin Rashi, kofsei meis barav, because there's ein kan dvar ariga. Because the rav heisish kan dvar ariga. Over here by Gigis, where there's a hevel, or by maziva, where there's a tzina, there is a dvar ariga. No, it's not mezum l'faneinu. So why is the Gemara stelling to kofsei meis barav? The Gemara could have stelled to seif chamalavoi. That's a ktsas oran Rashi.
Maskonas haGemara, we have a problem. Because the Gemara wants to say, Ravel holds Potter by Kofel of Gigis, is Lashitasi that Kofse Meis Barov is Potter, Saif Chamalovi, like we said before. Rab Zeir is the one who holds Chayiv. The Gemara wanted to say, Lachoyre Rab Zeir is going to be a problem because when you bring him into a house, a marble house, and you tie him up, so why are you not Chayiv even if you don't light a candle? So the Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Without lighting a candle, a maschal havla, there's no hevel that starts altogether. So what's the chiyuv when you do light a candle? L'chaira, lighting a candle is the same as kofel of gigas. So Rab Zeira holds kofel of gigas and bringing him into a house and lighting a candle is the same yisod. The hevel starts right away. So memela yichayiv. But Ravu holds that even though the hevel starts right away by kofel of gigas, it blives potter just like meis barov. So Ravu will hold, you bring him into a house and you light a candle, chori should also be potter. That means these two machloikas and a toli bezeh bezeh, Rav and Rab Zeira arguing by gigas and by a bias of shayish if you lit a candle. The question is, the shayla is, in Rambam in Perek Gimel Reitzeach, he paskins all of Rav's dinim, and he says that if you bring him into a bayish shel shayish, the hidlik olav asaner, achem emisa yahevel, nerag olav, shezeh kemisha chonkei biyodai. It's like you choked him. So if you light a candle, the hevel, it's like you choked him. And still the Rambam paskins, all the members of Rava, of kofse v'nichoi berov, seif chamalovoi, kofel of esagigis, l'chayra, what's the yisod of the p'tur of all those things? Like Tosis says, that what kills him later, it didn't start now. It's something new. It's mischazik olav b'chol shah. So by shraga, when you light a candle, it should be the same thing. Whatever kills him later, then it isn't here now. It comes later. So what if he paskins like Rava, why are you chayiv over here? Be if Rambam will hold like Rashi Sheet and Sugya, not like Tosfos, so maybe we could say a pshat. Bishlama, when you just put a gigas on top of him, so you'll have to say, like Rashi says, ha-hoyrig bo la'achar zman. That means Rashi holds, when you put the gigas on, not like Tosfos, there's no hoyrig over here of hevel whatsoever. You're not creating, it's a comes la'achar zman. So Melu, that's why it blives like Meis Barov and Seif Chamalovi. Masha ain kain Rashi held, when you light a candle, you bring him into a house and you light a candle, in that case, look, Rashi, time the adlik le shraga shezimein es a hoyrig. That means the hoyrig is already mezumin. The hevel, when you light the candle, the hevel from that candle is here. The hoyrig is mezumin. In that case, you won't have the ptur of soifcha of Rava. So even Rava will be moida to Rab Zeira. So koiskum and amoridik and afkamina in the case of the year of adlik le shraga, according to Tosfos pshat, l'chayra, even though it's hiskel, but what kills him later is the hevel that comes afterwards. So it's going to be potter. If we pass like Rav, and the Rambam will go like Rashi, Emeli Machalik in these two tziurim. So now we are on Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, and before we go weiter, we need to speak about the Chiddush Hagadol that Tosfos speaks about in Divrei Maskal Amid Aleph, Divrei Maskal Soif Chamalovoi. Tosfos has a Chiddush that we know that there's a chiyuv of Eish by Mazik,
And we know there's a man that holds Eishim Yishum Chitzov. Eishim Yishum Chitzov means it's considered the koyach. When a person lights a fire, it's considered like he shot an arrow. Because the fire is going because he lit it, and the Ruach Metzuya comes along and takes the fire. It's like an arrow, or he shot a bullet, or he shot an arrow. It's the same thing. And Tosis is being machadish based on a Gemara in Ketzer HaRegel that if you hold Eish Mishum Chitzov, if you light an Eish and there's an Evet Kofus and the Eish goes down the block and burns the Evet, you'll be Chayiv Al Tzroitzeach. There'll be Kimle Midrabine and you'll be considered Roitzeach. So the Chiddush of Eish Mishum Chitzov, according to Tosis, is not just a Chiddush in the Parash of Mazik. It's a Chiddush that Eish is considered his koyach, and it's considered a Meiser Tzich. It won't be considered a Gromo, Lagabi Reitzeach. And you'll kill the person, there'll be a Ptur of Kimle Midrabine. That's how Tosis learns. Now the Ran, just to say on Amud Beis over here, is Choylik on Tosis. The Ran holds Eish Mishum Chitzov is a Chiddush to be Mechayiv Menezikin. Aber Avada Lagabi Chiv Misa, by Ritzicha, you need to be Mechayiv, you need to have a Mais of Mamish, like Kovashal of Lutoich HaMayim, like Mitzamsim is considered a Mais of Mamish. Obviously, the Ran has a big problem with Tosis Raya from Chav Beis in Bava Kama. So the Rishonim answer the Taina on the Ran from the Gemara over there. We won't go into it. It's not our sugya. But obviously, the Chiddush of the Ran over here is going to depend on how you learn Mitzamtzim. The Ran is learning Mitzamtzim. The Chiddush of our sugya is that Mitzamtzim lives of Meiser Itzicha Mamish. And the Melo Oibazay, that was the Shmuz Klap in Ezekiel. But so therefore, Avada Eish is not, Eish Mishum Chitzov is not a Meiser Mitzicha. It's coming because you are Goyrim Al Yidei the Eish. So by Nezikin, it's going to be Chayiv. Eish Mishum Chitzov is considered enough of Meiser Gabi Nezikin, but Gabi Mitzicha, it's not enough of a Meiser. That's the Chiddush of the Ran. But Tosis Chiddush is, Tosis holds, no, that the halacha over here is that you're chayiv alts reitzeach. So based on this yisoid, Tosis comes and asks kashas. Tosis, first of all, wants to know if you tie somebody up and it's going to be soif kam, you bring the person outside and you tie him up. So you did a maisa of putting the person in the path of an eish. So Agabi mazik, we know that that's enough to be considered the mazik of eish. And if we learn eish mishum chitzov, so you should be called a reitzeach. So Tosis Einachanami, you will be called a reitzeach, lamandam eish mishum chitzov. If you put a person on a train track and you tie him up on the train track, so you're chayiv al reitzeach for an eish. Because with no chiluk between making the fire and the fire goes and burns the person, or putting the person in the path of the fire. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, Tosis says, by shchita, if a person goes ahead and drops a knife, and the knife shefts an animal, if you hold Eishim Yishum Chitzov, since it was a Ruach Metzuya, the knife was going to fall out of your hand if you let the knife go. So Memela is considered Eishim Yishum Chitzov, is considered your Maisa, and the Shechita will be Ksheira. The Gemara and the Chulin that says that the Shechita is Psula is Dafka going Lamandam Eishim Yishum Amayna. Then Tosis says, in our Gemara, on Amid Beis, we have somebody throws a rock up Lamala, and the rock goes ahead and kills a person. So if the rock fell straight down, then it's potter. If the rock fell with studim, that means it killed the person on an angle, it didn't just fall straight down, then vaharga, then yechayiv. So the Gemara wants to say, why? Because it's koichoi. So the Gemara asks, if it's koichoi, it should have kept on going. If it's not koichoi, it should have dropped straight down. Ela koich kochosh. That's the Gemara on the days. Frank Toysvis, forget about koichoi, it's eish. If I throw a rock up in the sky, of course where it falls down, where I'm aiming the rock, it's going to fall down, even if it's not koichoi, but of course it's eish, it's a ruch mitzuyah that's going to fall down. If you hold eish, mishum chitzo, typically I should be chayiv al tzroitzeach al tzeish. So Toysvis, again, Enoch and Ami, our Gemara is going, l'man d'omer eish mishum amayna. So obviously this is a pelodic finish in Tosis, and it's not going to work in the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins Eishim Mishum Chitzov, and still the Rambam paskins, when you throw a wall, and if you only throw a rock against the wall and it kills somebody, you only chayiv if it's mikoichoi. According to Tosfos, even if it's not koychay, be mechayivim al tzeishim mishum chitzov. So why shouldn't you be mechayiv? Let's say a person puts avni sakinu masoi down on a roof, and it's a ruach mitzuyin, and the avni sakinu blows down and kills somebody on the way. Zok Tosfos, yol deishim mishum chitzov, you should be chayiv. And according to the Rambam zok Tosfos in the Chanami, we pass neishim mishum amoyne. But according to the Rambam, why shouldn't you be mechayiv in any oifen over here? Any time you chayv alts eish, you should be chayv alts reitzeach.
So Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi in Perkid Aleph Hilchos Shcheinim says a moridik a chiddushim shat in the Rambam, and he says not the Rambam held the not eishim yishum chitzov is the gzeiris hakotzuv of eish is that we look at it as your chetz, because if that would be true, then the Gzeiras HaKosov is only by Mammon. What gives you a right to say that Beritzicha, it's also the Gzeiras HaKosov of Eish is being Mechadish, that it's Chitzov Lagabi Nefoshes. Now the reason why Eish Mishum Chitzov is because Kein Emes HaDovar. You light a fire, and that fire goes because of your Koyach down the block and burns something. That's considered your Koyach. That is considered your Koyach. What do you mean? So why? What are we learning out from Eish? We're learning out from Eish that the koyach achem uruk, by the fact that there's wind and the wind makes it go, that doesn't stare the fact that it's your koyach. So any time you light a fire, something more above a comma, you light it, lit a fire, that fire goes down the block, burns down an evet, finished. That is your koyach. Not that you're learning out from Eish that it's your koyach. You're learning out from Eish that the koyach acham uruv, but he doesn't shter. But in that case, it is your koyach. So it is a ma'aser etzicha. Mash ein kain, where you have a case where it's not your koyach mamish. Lamashal, you put down an avni sakina masoy on a roof. At that point, when you put it down, your koyach stopped. Now a ruach mitzuya comes and blows it down. So, of course, mitzad the mazik from Eish. So you were poisheya in being mazmin a hezek. That's going to happen al yidei ruach mitzuya bo. So when the mazik with ikar is, were you machshin the nezek? Were you mazmin the nezek? Of course, you are mazmin it. Because al yidei Eish, al yidei koyach hakamuru, but it's going to come down. Masha enkein lagabi ritzicha, medavta chobin zo zayna maisa ritzicha mikoycha. Where's the mikoycha over here? Zayn koyach finished when he put it down. The same thing, you throw up a rock, if it's considered of the Gemara that your koyach ends when the rock hits its trajectory, and afterwards when it falls, it's not your koyach. So what's going to help you age? The gabi mazik, you are mazmin the hezik that happens afterwards. So for shtetzik, you're going to be a mazik. Aber masha enkein legabi ritzicha, you mid after chobin a maisa ritzicha mikoychoy. Where's the maisa ritzicha mikoychoy? So that's how Rab Chaim answers all the kashas of Tosfos. Why the whole shiur together? So you have to understand. So according to Rab Chaim, how you chai by mitzamtzim? By mitzamtzim, what are you going to say? The meiser itzich is mikoychoy. What are you going to say by mitzamtzim? Elamai by mitzamtzim, you see that as long as I do a meiser, that I'll day my meiser, you get killed. That's enough. So according to Rab Chaim, how's going to stem? You need a mikoychoy. So you're going to have to say that Rab Chaim learns mitzamtzim, the chiddush of mitzamtzim is when you mitzamtzim begufoy shel mazik, you go ahead and you use your guf to push the person down. So memela oy bazoy, that's called the kol biyodei, especially according to the ksava kabbalah we brought in the beginning, that it's learned from oy be'evei kol biyodei, that's called a hirig biyodei without a ma'aseriga, you with your hand, you did a ma'aseriga. So that's the chiddush of mitzamtzim, that it's going to be considered Chayiv. To end with a beautiful kasha from Baruch Ber in Kedushin Simin Chof, he says, according to the svar from Zayn Rebbe Rab Chaim, that Ritzichi need koichoi. So what are you going to say? There's a hobby that Shlichus is going to work by Ritzicha. What are you going to say? Shlichus, you could consider it's your maisa, the Shluchus Lodim Kemaisa. Oh, but your koyach, Lamaisa, your koyach, you don't have by Shlichus. So Memelo, you have to say over here that Hayois the Meiser Etzichas of Rav Baruch Ber is done al Yidei the Shliach. So it's only a Tanai that a Meiser Etzicha needs Koichoi. It's not a Tanai in the Aveira of the Reitzeach. It's a Tanai in the Hagdora of what qualifies something as a Meiser Etzicha. So we bought the Shliach did it. It's considered a Meiser Etzicha. That's the Berach HaShmu and Kedushin Simin Chav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.